This is a commercial-free, streaming on demand presentation from WBPM.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Skechers. Experience unreal comfort with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for the whole family. Skechers, comfort included.
We bet you didn't expect 4th of July to get here so quick, right? Somewhere the never-ending winter ended, and here we are. Matt Wolf holding down the festivities for ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, where for the next 3 hours, we'll take a look back at the 40th anniversaries of some very cool and majorly influential albums, all of which were released in the year 1981. And there were some big ones here. The Stones, Tattoo You, Stevie Nicks, Belladonna, Journey, Escape. You don't even get into an 80s playlist without some Steve Perry and company. That's a guarantee. We'll look back on some of these albums, their impact, legacy, and hear from the artists themselves too. Now, 1981 being one of those crossroads kind of years, you can say, for music in general. The 80s were just getting started, and an upstart network called MTV debuted, which would have a huge sway on music then, especially for a little band from Sheffield, England, who was just starting to break out onto a path that would lead them to rock legend status. High and Dry from Def Leppard, their second studio album released in 1981, marked a turning point for the band as their sound was starting to become more refined and more arena rock ready. And a big part of that change had to do with the band bringing on board producer Mutt Lange. A relationship that would continue throughout the 80s, propelling Def Leppard far beyond their Steel Town roots.
We weren't privileged to this, but we thought it was our destiny to be the biggest band in the world, and nobody was going to stop us.
Def Leppard lead singer Joe Elliott told us it was that very mindset that helped him and the band to focus and move past the notion of what could be to what would be.
The factory that I used to work in, all the windows, every second or third window was broken. And you'd drive past and just see these little holes that were blacker than the rest. You know, the glass was grey, the holes were black. And you'd see it and it just looked depressing, especially on a Thursday if it was overcast. They were the days that made you want to be a rock star. When it's like, you get there and you go, 50 years? That's what they expect me to do in this place? Nah.
Child out at home. You're always such a
Bringing on the Heartbreak from Def Leppard off High and Dry, their sophomore album turning 40 years young. We'd see so much more from them over the years in terms of music and image. The Union Jack tank top. Remember the shredded jeans on the Pyromania tour? Those aged well. Matt Wolf, this is ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, all 4th of July weekend, hitting the time tunnel and celebrating some pretty cool and important albums at 40 years old. And yes, High and Dry was a transformative record for Def Leppard. And meanwhile, back here in the U.S., another outfit was about to take things up a notch too. Before their seventh album, Escape, Journey was also a band in transition, enjoying increasing success with every album. But changes were coming.
It was fun when it was, and then it became, I just don't want to do this.
Original Journey vocalist and founding member Greg Raleigh departed the band, setting the stage for keyboardist Jonathan Cain to come on board.
Well, what's really interesting is that Greg Raleigh actually chose his own replacement. He chose Jonathan Cain to replace him in the band.
That's ABC Audio Entertainment contributor Andrea Dresdale. She says this was way more than just a simple personnel change.
And when Jonathan Cain, who used to be in the Babies, comes on, you get this change sonically from Greg Raleigh's very rock and roll organ to all of a sudden Jonathan Cain's keyboards, like synths and piano. Jonathan Cain, not only did he change the sound, but he wrote or co-wrote almost every song on Escape.
When I joined the band, I'd seen where they'd been, and I wanted to keep the band right there. You know, it's an American band that plays soul and rock, and that's it. And we speak about hope and love, you know, and the American dream, and that's Journey.
That, of course, is Jonathan Cain himself. The result was a masterstroke as Escape spawned four hit singles and was a breakthrough for Cain, Neil Sean, Ross Valerie, Steve Smith, and, of course, lead vocalist Steve Perry, who told us there ain't no shame in cranking up the familiar riffs of a Journey song.
Is it embarrassing to say yes occasionally? I do. You know, sometimes I really do crank it up because the tracks are timeless to me.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all. Yeah.
You're listening to ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. 1981, Genesis, Abacab.
There's Genesis and Abacab, the title cut to the band's 11th studio album released in 1981, marking a more full development, sort of into that pop rock polished sound that Mike Rutherford, Tony Banks, and Phil Collins became known for in the 80s. Now, 1981, a big year for them, plus Phil's monster solo record with Face Value. Yeah, we'll get into that later. It is Matt Wolf on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, looking back at some choice albums turning four decades young, and when we get back for the Piano Man, what was once old becomes new again.
I think this is a good opportunity to do a live recording of the older stuff that I never really liked.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy is brought to you by The Home Depot. Get more out of summer with savings on innovative washers and dryers during the 4th of July savings event at The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. I asked your mom. She said it's okay.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com.
40 years ago. Wait, that doesn't jog. Anyway, in more clearer terms, that is what we're doing all this July 4th weekend, marking, of course, America's birthday and taking a look back at some key albums that turned four decades young on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th. Matt Wolf, time now to go over a few interesting stats designed not to make you feel that old, but in 1981, the average cost of a house, a paltry $78,000.
Dr. Jones.
And with all that extra cash, you were maybe going to the movies to check out this little film everyone was talking about called Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
How was that 40 years old, right? And if you had even more disposable income, the very first DeLorean rolled off the assembly line for $25,000. Chump change, right? It was also the year that a then 32-year-old singer-songwriter from Long Island, New York, would release his first live album. When Billy Joel released Songs in the Attic, he and his band were coming off the wild success of Billy's previous album, Glass Houses, and it was at this point he wanted to mix things up a bit.
We had been touring and touring and touring and playing and playing. We were on this kind of merry-go-round. Write songs, record the songs, go out on the road.
Songs in the Attic is a collection of live performances of Billy's older works, which were then recorded with session musicians on albums like Cold Spring Harbor. Over on his YouTube channel, Billy says it was time for a reintroduction of sorts to these songs.
When I got back from the Glass Houses tour of 1980, we had been doing some of the earlier material with the new band, not the session players. And it just rocked a lot more. It just felt better. And I said, you know what? I think this is a good opportunity to do a live recording of the older stuff that I never really liked, the way it was recorded. Let's do it the way we want to do it.
Show. churches up in Harlem, like in that Spanish Civil War. The flames were everywhere, but no one really cared. It always burned up there before. Oh. I seen the rats lie down on Broadway. We're waiting at the Battery. The Union went on strike. They never sailed at all. They sent the carrier out from Norfolk and picked the Yankees up for free. They said the Queens could stay. They blew the Bronx away and sank Manhattan out. Right on Broadway, but that was so many years ago, before we all lived here in Florida, before the mafia took over Mexico. There are not many who remember. They say still survive to tell the world about the way the lights went out and keep the memory
You're listening to ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons on Eric Clapton in the 80s.
Eric was moving forward with some really great, great sounds that made its way to record, and they've entered that lofty realm, we'll call it timeless. And I would invite any Eric Clapton fan or anybody that wants to get a taste of Eric at some of his best is to reach back 40 years, 40 minutes, or even 40 seconds away from hearing some really good, really good stuff. Eric will pull you through.
1981, Eric Clapton, Another Ticket.
Sold. Maybe it's time to learn.
There's I Can't Stand It from Eric Clapton off his 1981 offering Another Ticket on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, looking back at albums hitting the 40-year anniversary mark this year. And the 80s, kind of a turbulent decade for Clapton for a number of reasons, but he still put out some memorable stuff. Color of Money soundtrack comes to mind too. Matt Wolf, when we get back,
to see the kind of thanks they're offering us, thanks.
We'll break down Moving Pictures from Rush.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can.
You know, when you're happy, you enjoy the music we play. And when you're sad, you understand the lyrics. We've got music for all your moods right here on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have at it this July 4th weekend. Hope you are relaxing someplace. Speed up, grill going, drinks blowing, sun shining. I don't know. Maybe I should head your way. Matt Wolf, it is ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, looking back at some impactful and important albums that have gone 40 rotations around the sun. Time now to head up to the Great White North for a look at album number 8 from Geddy, Alex, and Neil. They were just off their Permanent Waves tour, and Rush already had 7 albums under their belt, a string of rock radio hits, and a dedicated fan base. But the band sensed a change in the winds.
You know, Rush was obviously a fantastically talented band, but prog rock was not a very popular kind of music to the rock critic establishment back then.
That's Chris Connolly, former MTV news guy and now entertainment contributor for ABC. Now, as we all know, that sentiment starts to change in a big way over the years. The turning point was Moving Pictures.
They had no problem selling out arenas. They had fans who hung on their every note. And this is one of their most beloved records, thanks to Tom Sawyer. And, you know, I think their election to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was a kind of overdue apology from a lot of people in the music industry who didn't give them the credit that they deserved while they were making the music that made them so successful.
Moving Pictures had the band taking a fresh approach to progressive rock, combining elements of new wave and mainstream rock sensibilities along with their established sound into something special, and their audience went right along with it.
And to see the kind of thanks they're offering us, thanks.
There's Rush frontman Geddy Lee looking back on over 50 years as a band and over 5 decades of Rush fandom.
I mean, that blows me away that it would mean so much to them to thank me for just providing some entertainment for them, or what we regard as entertainment, but obviously it's much more than that to them.
Thank you.
Rush, of course, and Tom Sawyer, the opening track to their eighth studio album, Moving Pictures, on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, July 4th special, taking a trip back to 1981 and looking at key albums hitting the 40-year anniversary mark this year. And when it comes to that song, I mean, can you get an opening track on an album that's any better? Talk about setting the tone. Man, it just hits you over the head and doesn't lose its impact every time you play it, that's for sure. Matt Wolf, and that's what it's about with a number of these albums, impact. And we all know these guys tend to define that term. In 1981, the Rolling Stones continued to make it look all so easy with the release of Tattoo You, their 18th American studio album. It was put together with outtakes from previous recording sessions going far back as Goat's Head Soup, but it's considered by many to be what you might say peak Rolling Stones.
It is seen by a lot of people as the last great Rolling Stones album.
There's music journalist and author Alan Light.
I know that Mick Jagger said, you know, it's great, but it doesn't have that thing that I love of our albums when it's about a time and a place. Casual listeners didn't know that or feel that and felt, you know, hey, it's a great Stones record and it's got the rockin' side and it's got the ballad side and it showcases the strengths of what this band can do. It didn't have that kind of odds and sods feeling of being sort of a scrapbook record, even if that really is ultimately what it was.
To ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, brought to you by The Home Depot. Celebrate summer with a 4th of July savings event at The Home Depot. Billy Idol on his early days in America.
My first memories of America, I grew up on Patchogue, Long Island, and Rockville Center. And then I had to go back to England to get this accent. This really comes in handy.
1981. Don't Stop.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. And when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Every time I go, but your empty eyes seem to pass me by. Leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself.
Oh, 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 oh
William Michael Albert Broad, better known to me and you as Billy Idol, and Dancing With Myself off Billy's debut effort, Don't Stop, which turns 40 this year on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th. Looking back on albums hitting the four-decade mark all July 4th weekend. And if you want to get technical, Don't Stop, not so much a full-fledged album, but an EP of four songs with Billy coming off of Generation X. And that song was Billy's first really big hit here in the States. And the video, of course, in heavy rotation on this little network known as MTV, which also debuted in 1981. Everything about Billy tailor-made for MTV, that's for sure. Matt Wolf, when we get back...
Sometimes I describe the Police, it's like a Prada suit made out of barbed wire.
Stuart Copeland talks the legacy of the Police, as only Stuart Copeland can.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, from Speakeasy, is brought to you by Skechers. Experience unreal comfort with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for the whole family. Skechers, comfort included.